Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The latest information we have from the earthquake in Thailand and Myanmar is coming from the news agency AFP. They're saying it has turned a major hospital in Myanmar's capital into a mass casualty area. At least three people were killed, dozens trapped in neighbouring Thailand when a skyscraper collapsed. The 7.7 magnitude tremor was followed minutes later by a 6.4 aftershock, which toppled buildings, ruptured roads and collapsed the well-known Ava Bridge in central Myanmar. Now, the devastation has prompted a rare request for international aid from Myanmar's isolated military junta, which has lost swathes of territory to armed groups, as it declared a state of emergency across the six worst affected regions. In the past few minutes, the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said Europe's Copernicus satellites are already helping first responders, while the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India stands ready to offer all possible assistance. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Peter Power, Executive Director of UNICEF in Ireland. And Peter, you have people on the ground there in Myanmar. I know you'll have been reaching out for them already. Have you been able to get in touch with them? Is there any information coming through those channels about the situation there?
Yeah, the initial information is clear that this is a very serious event. Obviously, assessments are being undertaken, as you said, by the European Union, our people on the ground, and the wider UN system. It's always a serious sign when the government comes out so quickly, especially in Myanmar, I should say, comes out so quickly looking for international humanitarian support. But the indications are, especially in the areas of Sagaen, Naypyidaw and Mandalay itself, that's the capital and urban centres, is that hundreds of thousands of people are affected. And it's a real worry about the stability of dams and the knock-on effects of what could happen if they are breached. That's the initial reports we're getting.
Okay, tell me a little about that, because I did see on the wires repeated concerns expressed around the dam infrastructure. Why is that so critical?
Well, Myanmar itself has quite a lot of water resources in terms of hydro and mountainous areas give rise to stored water resources. A lot of that is dammed in the country. And the quality and the stability and the strength of those dams is something that remains to be determined for an earthquake of this magnitude. It's 7.7, but it appears to be quite shallow. And of course, we know from experience, whatever about the magnitude, if it's very shallow, massive structural damage can happen. And we've seen so far away already in Thailand, in buildings falling down, and that's very far away from the epicenter. And because information, Claire, is difficult to get out from Myanmar, the assessment will tell a lot in the coming hours.
Okay, and we mentioned the political turmoil there, mostly since 2021 when the military junta took over, and there are millions of people who have been displaced since then. So I would imagine, Peter, that's going to make any aid operation very difficult.
Well, in one sense, because of the difficult situation that's arisen in Myanmar over the last really 10 years or so, we and others would have a strong presence there, would have a lot of information about the system, the country itself. We've been there for decades. So it's a question of initially it's getting humanitarian aid in through the major distribution hubs, and hopefully the main airport in Mandalay will allow airlifts of aid in as requested by the governments. The sort of things that are needed initially is to bring in experts to do full assessments to see ultimately over the coming days what will be the requirements of the international humanitarian aid community, and things such as, you know, tarpaulins, sheltering, clothing for children and so forth, water purification tablets. If the water system has been damaged, that'll be one of the first things that's brought in. As I said, tarpaulins, but also the main thing is to get in specialists now to work with and through government agencies to make that assessment and to decide, you know, are we talking about a really major event or a moderate event? That's the most important thing to assess at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, look, more information will emerge as we go through the day, no doubt. But Peter, thank you very much for sharing the latest that you have on that. Peter Power there from UNICEF in Ireland. Now, we did have an extraordinary week in the Dáil. We're also looking ahead to what might happen with tariffs next week, and the gathering will go through it all next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.